live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House for great fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. They're also open Mondays and Tuesdays for carry-out only from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Olpe Chicken House in Olpe. KVOE Live in Local 730, rainfall 71 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Angela Cheever. Angela's with Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, and Angela's in this morning to talk about new badge opportunities for the Girl Scouts. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing about well here so far. How about yourself?
It's Friday.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Good
yes,
deal.
It is.
Good deal. Well, it was about a week ago here, Angela, that the Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland main office announced a number of new badge opportunities here for Scouts. So let's talk about this and I guess the expansion of the badge opportunities that are available.
Yes. Well, each year, Girl Scouts of the USA has been putting out new badges. This year's are really awesome, though. We have math and nature, and that's for girls who are in kindergarten through fifth grade. And the activities to earn those badges include discovering shapes and patterns in natural objects, learning about symmetry and patterns, and mastering time and measurement theories. Then they use this background to design their own nectar feeders, trail maps, and the other outdoor tools and essentials. So math and nature, so there would be one badge for the daisies, one for the brownies, and one for the juniors. So those are three new badges that are each geared towards their level, their developmental level. And that badge is actually sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. So GSUSA worked with Johnson & Johnson to develop that programming, which is fantastic. Now, we can't forget about cookies.
No.
We have cookie badges, but now we have a new one. It's called Cookie Business, and this is for all the girls in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. And when the businesses are shifting their models and relying even more on technology, girls are learning to think beyond the storefront. With COVID going on and everything, there's been a lot of things that have been bought online now instead of even going online to have your groceries delivered to you. So the new Cookie Business badges helps girls think as entrepreneurs as they run their own cookie businesses and incorporate online sales via our Smart Cookies platform. The badges progress from goal setting and effective sales pitching in person and online to using market research, creating business plans, and implementing digital marketing campaigns. In light of the consumer trend to shop more online, girls now have even more opportunities to experience digital sales and marketing, which will definitely get them ready for the future. And last but not least, we have digital leadership. And this is for the girls that are in kindergarten through 12th grade. And digital well-being is not just a buzzword. It's here to stay. Girl Scouts explore what a leader is, both online and in their everyday lives. They learn how to be online in a responsible and safe way and dive into topics like managing your well-being online, how to balance your time on and offline, and how to deal with issues like misinformation, clickbait, biases in advertising, and other things. Girl Scouts discover how people use technology to connect and lead, then use those skills to create impact and become digital activists themselves.
Boy, that's a good list right there, and there's another 25 on top of that.
Well, those badges, there's one for the daisies, the words, one for the brownies. So there's six badges that are for the digital leadership.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then there's six badges for the cookie business, and then et cetera, et cetera. So there's a badge for each level, and the activities that the girls do. I mean, Daisies, kindergarten and first graders are not going to be doing the same activities as our ambassadors, who are 11th and 12th graders. So it's geared towards their developmental level.
I think Chuck should get a badge just for figuring that out. Right here.
I think, speaking of that, I think there's a lot more work involved in getting the badges. Now, talk a little bit, Angela, about, you know, kind of the work involved. Maybe not so much on the specific badges, but some of the different things that, that Girl Scouts need to do to attain these badges and demonstrate their proficiency in these skills.
I don't have a specific list of what the requirements are for each badge, but the girls get to choose. So one of the things that we do in Girl Scouts is we want to make sure that all of our activities are girl-led. So the leaders work with the girls. Sometimes it's a little bit slower process to help them to make their own decisions about how they want to earn their badges. So they may have 3 to 5 different choices for each step on how to earn their badge. And so then they can decide how they want to earn their badge. And also, you know, we have very small communities. We have large communities. We have, you know, huge urban areas. And the resources in each one of those towns is a little bit different. So that's why we have a list of activities the girls could do to meet the requirements for that step for the badges, too. So there's a lot of flexibility with that as well.
All right, Angela, let's run down the age group for Girl Scouts. What is available here locally?
We have troops available for kindergarten through 12th grade. Daisies are kindergarten first graders. Brownies are second and third. Juniors are 4th and 5th, cadets are 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, seniors are 9th and 10th grade, and ambassadors are 11th and 12th grade. Now, unfortunately, due to COVID, we have lost a lot of our Girl Scout volunteers. They had some financial hardships, they had to move, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons. And we only have, in Lyon County, we only have 6 Girl Scout troops, and 4 of those were in Emporia. We are in desperate, desperate need of parents, grandparents, community members to sub up and lead Girl Scout troops. We need 2 volunteers for each troop. Men can volunteer for Girl Scouts. We require background checks. We provide training and all that good stuff. But in order for us to help build our community and make it a better place, we definitely need more volunteers to help us to do that. So I encourage anyone who's ever been involved with Girl Scouts or feels touched to please reach out to us and let us know that you're interested in volunteering. You can visit our website, kansasgirlscouts.org. It's all spelled out. And I would be happy to help you to get through that process to becoming a volunteer.
Last question here for you, Angela, is how are things going with the shift out to Camp EE? Because that came to the forefront here back in October with the sale of the Amend Girl Scout building and the push out there. How are things going with that?
Right now, we are working with the architects to design a building that would be attached to an existing building out at EE that would just basically double the building size and put some offices in there. I am definitely ready for that to happen. We have stuff that is stored out at camp, and we also are working from our homes, so we also have stuff at home. So Serena Randolph, Emily Teamer, and I are the only 3 Girl Scout staff members. But it's like we have 4 different offices and 4 different locations, and we have to keep moving stuff around as needed and find things and all that kind of good stuff. So it will be fantastic to have our new building, and it will be, I'm sure it'll be exactly what we need and be able to help serve the girls in our community better.
Outstanding. Well, Angela, keep us posted on that. Really appreciate your time here this morning, and best of luck as those Girl Scouts start lining up for those new badges.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All right, Angela. Thanks. Appreciate it. And they're in need of leaders for the troops, for the Girl Scouts here. Get a hold of Angela if you can help out. Chuck?
All right. I want to let you know that our newsmaker slots are widely open next week, but Mondays is taken. So we'll let you know that Flint Hills Bee Fest member Jarrett Moyer will be joining us for the 7:15 newsmaker slot Monday morning here on KVOE.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by our friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KVOE Live and local. Good morning, 7:38. Rainfall 71 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
What's going on at the Lyon County Fair? Wristband nights continue at the carnival from 6 to 10 p.m. for just $25. Tonight is